Next, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Crown Media Productions. From above, snow-covered roofs line a town street. Vehicles drive down a snowy small-town main street. Title, Home for Christmas Day. Wreaths and trees with red bows decorate the exterior of a stately house. Text, Catherine Bell. Victor Webster. Mitraya Fedor. Anthony Konechny. Kiara Zani. Chanel Peloso.
2,800 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, quiet streets, great schools, close to shopping. Betsy, you told Jackson that you'd be to work early this morning.
I've got time.
Oh, what do you think?
Looking good.
You didn't even look.
Takes backpack.
Mom, you have done like a million open houses and you always look great. Since when do you sweat this stuff?
Since you are going off to college in the fall and I decided I don't want you graduating from veterinary school with a mountain of debt.
Well, in that case, you look amazing.
Oh, you're so kind.
Good luck.
What about breakfast?
I'll just grab something in the diner.
Oh, that's not healthy.
I'm gonna tell Jackson you said that.
A car sits in the driveway and another in the garage.
I hate this car.
I just put in a new battery, too.
Well, now I really will be late for work.
All right, well, I have to stop by the diner anyway. Come on.
Okay.
Text, producer, Tracy Nomura. Kids run down the street.
Mom, it's almost Christmas and we are the only house without our tree up.
I know, we're gonna get to it. Let's fix the car first and then get to decorating. I'll take a look at your car later and see what's going on.
Or we could take it to a mechanic.
Do you have any idea how much those people charge just to flip the hood?
Well, I mean, I've saved my tips. I can pay for it.
Oh, no, that money's for school. You're gonna need it to buy books and supplies. Believe me, it adds up.
Yeah, we've talked about this, honey.
It's all about planning ahead, staying focused.
Stop worrying. Not everything has to be about me going to college.
It's kind of a big deal.
True. However, so is having a car that starts when I need it.
I'm not sure I'll put those two in the same category.
Mom.
But point taken. I will take care of it one way or the other, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
A man stands behind a diner counter.
Oh, anybody know where I can find a good waitress around here?
Sorry, Jackson, I'm gonna grab my apron.
Let me guess, car wouldn't start again?
I should probably push that thing over a cliff.
Good idea. You look very nice.
Yes, probably not a good morning to try to work your charm.
So I guess you're just here for the muffins, huh?
Mm-hmm. Are they ready?
I'm running a little bit behind, but I can bring them over to you when they're done.
Ah, you're busy.
No. First rule of the realtor's handbook? Nothing like that fresh baked smell to make a house feel like a home.
Well, in that case, here's the address.
That was easy.
Thank you.
Make sure you tell everybody where you got them.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Open house signs sit outside a house.
What do you think?
Looks great.
Christmas isn't for a few more weeks.
Yeah, but this way everyone can get into holiday spirit early. Though it's still missing something.
Yeah, the diner was so busy, Jackson's gonna bring some muffins by later today.
Oh, and I'm sure it's no bother for him to drop everything and drive halfway across town to your open house.
He's doing me a favor. Jackson's a good guy and a good friend.
And not exactly hard on the eyes either. Not to mention, he can hold up his end of a conversation.
Meg, I have a house to sell.
I'm going. Just let me remind you, my dear, the good guys who are actually good guys, they are few and far between.
And let me remind you, I'm perfectly fine with my life just the way it is.
There's nothing wrong with fine. But it's not the same as happy. Bye.
Jane looks amused.
Bye.
Decorated trees sit outside a diner.
Did I tell you I finally finished my college applications?
And when are you supposed to hear back?
Not for a while. A couple of the schools are in state. I should be fine getting in those.
Yeah? And the other ones?
Well, they both have these really great veterinary programs. Like, the best in the country.
Where are they?
California and Montana.
Wow, that's a long way from home. Your mom's not gonna be happy about that.
I know. Mom wants me to stay in state, but I'm 18 now. She needs to stop worrying about me all the time.
This is a big step for her, too. Speaking of your mom, think you could hold down the fort while I go and deliver these delicious muffins to her?
Sure thing.
All right. You know, I still remember the first time your mom took you down to help Adelaide at the shelter. That look on your face, you were walking on air.
I was 12 years old.
Yes, I know that. But your eyes still light up the same every time you go down there. Anybody can see how much helping those animals means to you.
That's what I want to do. Yeah,
and you will. Because when you find something that you love that much, you don't let anything stand in your way. Not even a protective mother.
All right, thanks, Jackson.
Yeah, don't burn the place down.
No promises.
Open house signs sit outside.
The owners put on a new composite roof about 8 years ago. It came with a 20-year guarantee.
How flexible are they on the price?
Well, it just came on the market, but I'm sure they'd be willing to talk. But why don't we go into the kitchen?
Jackson does a wrap-it-up gesture to Jane behind the woman.
Seriously, I feel like this town is actually getting smaller right before my very eyes.
You're gonna miss it here and you know it.
Gina, please. My best friend is getting all nostalgic and we haven't even left yet.
Betsy turns to look at a man in military fatigues. Her eyes light up.
You can just sit anywhere.
The man turns away and takes a seat. Betsy looks entranced.
Earth to Betsy.
Hey, we're going skiing tonight. You coming?
Yeah, sure, great.
Betsy rushes to grab a menu and walks up to the man.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Would you like something in a drink?
Water's fine. Thanks.
All right. I will give you a minute.
These guys on base were saying that you got really good burgers here.
Oh, yeah. They're great. So, a burger with fries?
Please.
You got it. I will go put your order up.
She turns away, then turns back.
Cheese. I mean, do you want cheese on your burger?
Do I?
Yeah. Come on, of course.
Betsy turns away.
Menu.
She turns back to grab the menu. She looks at her friends and fans herself with the menu.
They're just looking.
I don't know. You got this whole Christmas vibe going on in here.
What?
Later on, when he's remembering those warm holiday feelings, he may want to relive those memories for years to come by buying this house.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, you run a diner for long enough, you pick up a thing or two.
I never knew you were so insightful.
Yeah, well, now you do. Also pretty handy with cars if you want me to come by later.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Jackson buttons his jacket.
One of these days, you're going to say yes, and I am going to surprise you.
Jane looks amused.
Thanks for the muffins.
You're welcome.
Jane smiles and taps her fingers.
How's that burger?
Good, yeah.
Can I get you anything else? Some pie, maybe?
No, I'm good, thanks.
All right.
Are you, do you live here? In Garland, I mean?
Yeah, all my life.
It's nice.
Kind of small.
I like it. It's my first chance to get off the base. Kind of reminds me of home. Talk about small.
Betsy sits down across from the man.
And where's home?
It's a little town in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. You've never heard of it. Moreland.
Do you get to go back for Christmas?
They got me doing some special training. There's no time.
That's too bad.
It's okay. I joined up. It's what I wanted to do, so.
Betsy smiles and glances down, then back up.
My name's Betsy.
Tyler. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, Tyler.
Betsy smiles. The basket of muffins sits on a dining table where Jane writes in a notebook.
Come on in.
A couple walks into the house.
Jane! Yes.
I thought that was you. It's Ellen Rogers. Well, it was Ellen Smith back in college, but it's Rogers now.
Ellen, hi! Wow. Oh my gosh, what a nice surprise! How are you?
Great! Wow, it is so good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
You remember Alex?
Hi, Jane.
Alex, yes! You know, I always had a feeling you two would end up together.
You're the agent for the house?
Ask me anything you'd like.
Oh, talk about fate. You know, this is exactly the kind of house we've been looking for.
Yeah, but what about you? We all went home for summer after junior year. We never heard from you again.
Yeah. No, it wasn't in the cards. I started a family instead.
We missed you. We always wondered.
Long story. But as you said, here we are. Must be fate. So let me show you the house.
Great.
I'm here.
A man exits the diner as Jackson exits his car.
Jackson!
Hey, Mitch.
I was just waiting for you. I got another call from the Schuyler brothers this morning.
I told you, diner's not for sale.
Just hear me out. I got another call, and they've upped their offer, 10%.
Why? What's so special about the place?
Well, you know how this area is growing, lots of people moving in. The Schuylers are developers, so this is an investment.
Well, still not interested. Thanks, sir.
Well, let me know if you change your mind.
Yeah, you'll be the first to know.
Jackson enters the diner. Betsy is still at the table with Tyler.
Hey, Betsy, I'm back.
Betsy turns around.
Jackson! Hi! Sorry, we were just, talking.
Mm-hmm. It's my fault, sir. I was keeping Betsy from her work. I apologize.
Oh, it's all right. You are...
Private Tyler Sloan, sir.
This is Jackson. I told you about him.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too. All right, we'll go check on things in the kitchen. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Jackson walks behind the counter.
Hey,
Tyler turns to Betsy.
I guess I better get back.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah. Hey, my friends and I are going skating tonight. Would you like to come? We're all meeting at the park. It's on the west side of town.
I'll find it.
All right. Well, I guess I'll see you tonight then.
I'll see you tonight.
Bye now.
Betsy watches Tyler leave and grins. Wreaths and trees sit outside Jane and Betsy's snowy house. Betsy and Jane walk through the front door.
We're good friends in college. Mm-hmm. And then we lost touch after my junior year. That was the summer I met your dad. I just decided not to go back.
I know. You told me.
Yeah. Well, it's just so strange, you know. I hadn't seen Alex and Ellen since then, and then here they are, out of the blue, making an offer on this house.
Well, I mean, that's great, Mom.
You know, it's like Alex said, it's fate, like when the stars line up just right.
That doesn't happen very often, does it? The stars lining up just right?
No, definitely not. You know, I think that calls for celebration. What do you say? Let's do something tonight.
I kind of promised Gina that I'd go skating with them tonight, so I'll just grab something to eat while I'm out.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sounds like fun. So, who else is going?
Just some kids from school.
Oh, have I met them?
Mom.
What?
We're just going skating.
I'm just curious, that's all.
All right. Ugh.
All right, well, don't come home too late, okay?
I won't.
Oh!
Can I borrow your car?
Sure.
Thank you.
Betsy takes the car keys. At the rink, people ice skate and warm themselves at a fire. A friend runs up behind Betsy, standing alone.
Betsy,
come on.
I'm gonna give him another minute. You know, those guys do this all the time. Coming into town and check out the local girls. They're just flirting. It doesn't mean anything. I don't know. I don't think Tyler's like that. Okay.
The friend walks away.
Just don't wait too long. Okay.
A pickup truck pulls up to Jane's garage. Jane sits in a car in the garage.
Wow. So help me, I am going to chop you up and sell you for parts.
Wow. Remind me never to get on your bad side. Oh, you're going to freeze in here.
Yeah, that would be absolutely worth it if I could just get this thing to run.
Yep, that always helps.
Did you want something or are you just here for the show?
I heard you got an offer on the house. I want to come by and say congratulations. Must have been those muffins.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Well, yeah, I'm fine. It's just this dumb car.
So I talked to Betsy this morning. She told me about applying to schools. You seem really excited.
Yeah.
How about you? You wrapped your head around that yet? Sending her off to college?
Well, I was always in Betsy's future.
But she is leaving. Things are going to change a lot around here.
She's not going to the moon, Jackson. She'll be home for the holidays, and she'll be working in the diner over the summer.
Jane exits the car.
Man, what are we going to do in between her visits?
Betsy goes off to school, and you're just going to sweep me off my feet.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. What makes you think it's going to happen now?
Sometimes you just get that feeling, you know? That moment where you know exactly what you should do. And you realize that waiting might be the biggest mistake you've ever made. You know, sooner or later, everything changes. There's no getting around it.
Jackson leans close to Jane.
Sounds like the solenoid switch.
Jane smiles and looks down. Jackson leaves. She looks after him and smiles.
Betsy!
Tyler runs up to Betsy.
I'm so sorry. I got assigned duty tonight. I had to get someone to cover for me.
I didn't think you were coming.
I didn't have your number. I called the diner, but no one picked up. I got here as quick as I could.
Betsy shuffles along the ice.
Would it be right? Maybe we could just talk some more?
Okay.
Betsy walks ahead of Tyler, smiling. The two walk through a tunnel of lights.
I started helping out at the shelter when I was a kid, and I think I knew even then that that's what I wanted to do.
You're going to be a great veterinarian.
You just met me.
I can tell. Just by talking to you. The way you listen. Like, what somebody's saying is important. Like, it matters. You really care. Did that come out right?
Yeah. That came out just fine.
Jane raises the phone to her ear.
Hey, honey, just checking in. It's getting a little late. Give me a call, okay?
Betsy and Tyler sit on a bench at the rink.
I was all set to go to college, and then one day, I don't know, went down to the recruiter's office, and I signed up.
What changed your mind?
I'm not sure I changed my mind exactly. It's more like I couldn't ignore this feeling that I had for a long time, that I wanted to do something that mattered.
You get that feeling sometimes.
You do?
Yeah. Like you're afraid that you're gonna wake up one day and it's 20 years later and you have no idea what you've done with your life, but whatever it was, it wasn't near enough.
Nobody understood before when I tried to explain that.
My dad was in the army.
He was?
Mm-hmm. That's when my mom met him.
Where is he now?
Betsy glances downward.
He died. He was killed in action. I was just a baby. I mean, I don't even remember him.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. And I know that that's why my mom worries about me so much. Because of losing him. And I can tell that sometimes when she's looking at me, she's thinking of him. How much she misses him.
I gotta tell you something. I mean, just so you know, I'm only here for 2 more weeks, and then I ship out.
Shipping out? For Christmas?
I'm gonna be gone a while.
That's not much time.
I was hoping maybe we could still see each other while I'm here.
Betsy clasps Tyler's hand. She kisses him on the cheek. The two smile. 2 people skate on the rink. Jane puts on a coat.
Betsy? Do you know what time it is? I have been calling and texting and...
I turned my phone off and I forgot to turn it back on. I'm sorry. Okay. It won't happen again, I promise.
Okay. Well, did you have fun?
Yeah. Can I tell you about it tomorrow?
Night, honey.
Okay. Night.
Betsy turns away. Jane blinks with concern. Betsy's friend joins her at a cafeteria table.
Hey, what happened? You disappeared on me last night. I was texting you.
Well, Tyler showed upstairs.
Mm-hmm. And Gina, she is so nice.
Oh my gosh.
Look at you all goo-goo-eyed over some cute.
Okay, shut up.
Just pace yourself, okay? At least try and get through college before you find the love of your life.
Okay. I'm sorry, who said anything about love? I don't know, I really like talking to him.
Whatever you say, I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Gina gets up.
It kind of looks like you're in love. Just saying.
Okay, thanks.
Betsy hides her face with her hand. Cars drive down the snowy street. Jane, wearing a backpack, walks up her front steps and turns to see a black car parked across the street. She turns to walk inside.
Hey, Mom, when are we decorating for Christmas?
I was thinking that maybe we could go through the Christmas decorations in the garage. Maybe get a treat today?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Okay. Say hi to Adelaide.
I will. Bye-bye.
How are you getting there?
Jane peeks through the blinds and watches Betsy get in the black car. The car drives away and Jane steps away from the window. Tyler's black car drives past a sign that reads, Robert's Equestrian Stables and Animal Shelter.
Good morning, Betsy.
Hi, Adelaide.
Who's your handsome friend?
This is Tyler. Tyler, this is Dr. Roberts. She runs the shelter.
Call me Adelaide. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're a soldier.
Yes, ma'am.
Bless your heart. You know anything about animals, Tyler?
Well, it sounds like he's pretty congested. He must have been in the cold all night.
You get him cleaned up and I'll get antibiotics for that congestion.
All right.
Betsy pets the dog.
How's your mom?
Good. Good, you know, busy.
What does she think about your young man?
Well, he's not my young man. And I don't know, I just like talking to him. He's a good listener.
How long have you guys known each other?
A couple of days.
Is that why she doesn't know about him?
My mom worries about me enough without knowing that I'm spending time with a soldier.
She'll worry a lot more if she finds out some other way.
Betsy looks down and nods.
He didn't even come to the door. It's just not like her.
She was probably in a hurry.
Yeah, she got home late last night, too. I couldn't get her on the phone. Didn't know where she was.
Whoever this mystery man is, she may not be ready to talk about it. If she does have a new boyfriend, she may not think it's anybody else's business. Not even her protective mother.
I'm not protective, but she is going to college, and that's the point. She needs to stay focused on school, on her future, so she doesn't ever have to depend on anybody for anything. The last thing she needs right now is to get involved with someone.
Betsy's a smart girl. She's gonna be fine.
Okay, I'll see you later.
See ya.
Jane walks to her car, shopping bags in tow. She looks across the street to see Jackson having a discussion with Mitch. She closes her car door and approaches the diner. As she enters, a man in military fatigues gets up from the counter and leaves.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Oh, you look cold. Maybe you need a little something to warm you up.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Oh. Nice. You get to listen to your favorite Christmas music while you work.
Don't tell anybody, but sometimes when no one else is around, I actually sing along.
Look, I wanted to thank you for stopping by last night.
Sure.
And you were right. You know, sometimes it just it's hard to wrap my head around the fact that she's actually leaving.
Jane nods.
I saw Mitch over here. I always thought that if you were in the market for a house, you would come see me.
Yeah, I'm not buying a house.
Well, what was Mitch so happy about then?
Well, he got an offer from a couple guys a while back, and they bumped up their price trying to get my attention.
Jackson sits.
An offer for the diner?
Yeah.
Are you really thinking about selling?
Well, like I said, they're definitely trying to get my attention. But I don't really know where I would go if I sold it, so... What do you think about the idea?
Jane glances down and away.
Well, no, market's pretty strong. It's a good time to sell.
She looks away with purse flips.
Yep, that's what Mitch said.
Jane fiddles with her mug and Jackson with a dispenser on the counter. Jane gets up.
I guess like you said, sooner or later, everything changes. There's no getting around it.
Jane leaves. Jackson looks after her wistfully. Betsy pets a horse's leg.
All right, girl. Almost done.
Trust me. You're in good hands.
The two pit either side of the horse's face.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, I'm almost through.
No, actually, I've got a ride. Yeah. Okay, bye. We should probably go.
Tyler smiles and nods. Jane and baby Betsy smile in a photo on a coffee table. Jane works at a laptop and looks up at a photo of a man in military uniform. Outside the window, Tyler's car pulls up. Jane cranes to look. She shrugs with her hands.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, honey.
Oh, hi. You would not believe how beautiful it was today. And good news, Adelaide found homes for two of the cats.
Betsy, whose car is that?
I was gonna tell you about that.
And?
Mom, come on. This is Tyler.
Hi.
Jane stands up.
Tyler.
Tyler and Betsy smile at each other.
Private Tyler Sloan. It's nice to meet you, Miss McKendrick.
Tyler is a soldier at the base. He came into the diner yesterday, and that's how we met.
Yesterday, wow.
I don't know anyone in town. Betsy was real nice talking to me and all. She told me about the shelter and said I could drive out with her this morning.
He was a big help, too.
Well, I'm sure Adelaide appreciated it.
I enjoyed it.
Well, it was great meeting you, Tyler, and thanks for driving Betsy home.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, I thought maybe Tyler could stay for dinner.
Jane looks at Betsy, lips pursed.
That's right.
He's being polite. I mean, he was stuck on the base for Thanksgiving. Can't make a home for Christmas. He ought to have at least one home-cooked meal, right?
I don't want you to go to any trouble.
It's no trouble. It's just dinner. Right, Mom?
You're welcome to stay, Tyler.
Thank you, ma'am.
Smiling, Betsy rocks forward on her feet. Lights decorate the roof of the house.
Does your family still live in Wyoming?
Yes, ma'am. My mom and my little sister, Katie. Mm. Betsy told me about your husband, Miss McKendrick. Mm. About your loss. Very sorry.
Thank you.
That's him?
The photo stands.
Yeah. His name is Danny. He was a sergeant. Right, Mom?
Mm-hmm. Was your father in the military?
He worked the ranch his whole life.
Hmm. And you grew up there, on the ranch?
We've been on that land 3 generations now. Mm. 4, if you count me.
Wow. So you're going back after you get out of the Army?
Mom? Hmm. What's with all the questions?
It's okay. I'm just not really sure what I want to do.
Mm. Well, family's important.
That's what my mother says. She wasn't really crazy about me signing up. I felt bad about that. I wasn't doing it to worry her. I was looking for something, and I couldn't even say what it was. I just knew it was out here somewhere. But she didn't really understand. I wasn't exactly eloquent in making my case.
Tyler scratches his neck.
I'm sure they miss you very much.
I miss them too. And maybe I will go back. I mean, I do love it there.
Hmm. Well, it sounds beautiful. I'd like to see it sometime.
Betsy and Tyler smile at each other from across the table. Jane watches them. Tyler brings dishes into the kitchen, where Jane cleans up.
Aw, you don't have to do that.
Old habit from home.
Your mother raised you right. Thank you.
Thank you for dinner. It was really good.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I almost forgot what I was missing. And miss it a whole lot more before too long, I guess.
What do you mean?
We ship out in a couple weeks.
Oh, you're being deployed.
Tyler nods.
Know where you're going?
I'm not supposed to say.
Does Betsy know you're leaving?
Yes, ma'am. I told her.
Sounds like we won't be seeing you for a while.
No, ma'am.
Betsy?
Jane descends the stairs. She looks around. She peeks through the blinds to see Betsy and Tyler chatting outside in the snow. They kiss. Jane pulls her hand away from the blinds. She walks away. Betsy lays on her bed with her phone.
Say hi to Gina for me.
It's not Gina. So, what did you think of Tyler?
Well, I think he seems like a nice young man for someone you've known all of 2 days.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. We just met. But there's something about him, Mom. And I don't know how to explain it. It's like I just... I don't know. I knew.
Knew what?
I knew that he wasn't like anyone I'd ever met before. You know, he's sweet and he's smart. He's so amazing. And Jackson liked him too.
Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they met when I invited Tyler to come skating with everyone.
And you know how protective Jackson gets when I go on a date with somebody.
And then when we were skating, Tyler was all worried because he got there late. We really just felt like talking, so him and I went on a walk instead of skating with it.
You said you were with your friends.
I meant you were
gone that whole time. You turned your phone off. I didn't know where you were.
Betsy looks wide-eyed. Her mouth moves.
Just talking. Nothing happened.
It's not about Tyler. It's about you and me. We have always been honest with each other, no matter what. We don't lie. We just don't.
Betsy looks down with regret.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I'm sorry, too.
James rises from Betsy's bed and leaves. Betsy looks on, upset. People window shop on the small town street. Jane exits her car and walks down the busy street. She enters the diner.
Hey, what are you doing here so early?
Why didn't you say something? You knew they were planning on going out.
What?
You should have told me. She just met that boy.
I don't know. I just figured Betsy would tell you.
Well, she didn't.
Well, I don't see why not. All they did was go skating.
No, they didn't go. I don't know where they went.
Is she all right?
That's not the point. I don't know anything about him.
Just take it easy.
No, right? don't tell me to take it easy.
Betsy's all right. And that Tyler, he's harmless.
Oh, yeah? Really? Yeah. You know that just from meeting him once? Well, that there's nothing to worry about?
Well, I wasn't gonna, like...
She's my daughter, Jackson. I have to protect her.
Jane leaves. Jackson looks on. A cook puts food in the order window. Mitch enters with another man.
Jackson.
Hey.
You remember Ray Skyler?
Yeah. How you doing?
Good to see you again, Jackson.
Yeah, you too.
Ray drove over from Madison this morning. Figured while you were thinking over their offer, you'd take another look around the diner.
That's all right.
Jackson looks surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
Great. Stay out of your way.
All right, cool.
I think you'll be very happy in this house.
Well, as soon as we get settled in, we'll have to have you and your daughter over for dinner.
Yes.
I can't wait to meet her.
Oh, she's a great kid. She goes up to college this fall.
Uh-oh, someone's gonna be an empty nester.
So true.
Lights decorate Jane's roof.
How are rehearsals going for the Christmas concert?
Good. Yeah, Miss Lee asked me to do a solo.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna sing?
We haven't decided yet.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Jane and Betsy eat at the kitchen counter.
Betsy, I hope you understand why I got so upset.
I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to worry about me.
And that didn't quite work out, did it?
What I mean is, you don't have to be so protective. Not anymore.
Well, I'm only protective, honey, because you are such an amazing person. And there's so many things you can do with your life. I don't want to see you make a mistake.
Betsy turns.
Mistake? You have your whole life ahead of you. There's no hurry to get involved with someone.
Mom, we're not involved. I just like spending time with Tyler.
Betsy, I know this is hard, but you have to trust me.
Okay? Trust works both ways. And I need you to trust that just because I messed up, it doesn't mean that I have forgotten everything you've taught me.
Jane nods solemnly.
Then I understand that. But there are times when we don't see things clearly. When we believe what we want to believe, and then we let our hearts make choices that we hope turn out the way we want.
Betsy picks up her phone.
He has to work all night, and this is the only chance he has to talk.
Okay.
Thanks, Mom.
Betsy gets up from the counter.
Hi, Tyler.
Betsy steps forward on a stage.
And now that winter's here, soon it will be Christmas. I see your face so clear, though you're far.
Betsy meets Tyler at the diner.
Your home is in my heart, it's everywhere I go.
Jane puts a wreath on the for sale sign.
I think of winter's past, we were all together. The sweetest.
Betsy and Gina walk down the stairs at school. She shows Gina a text from Tyler that reads, "Hi Gina," along with a picture of him. Jane arranges a vase in the entryway. Jackson enters.
Hello?
Hey. Ah, looks nice in here.
Thanks. I was gonna call you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sorry for going off like that. I was worried and I shouldn't have taken it out on you.
That's okay, I get it. Just for the record, Tyler has been by the diner a couple times.
Thanks.
Yeah. So Mitch wrote up this offer, dropped it off from the Asori.
Oh, how's it look?
Oh, I don't know. Looks like another language to me. I thought maybe if you don't mind, you could...
He sets down the offer.
Sure. Cash offer. Waiving inspections. Paying closing costs. Wow. Sounds like they're in a hurry.
Yeah. What do you think I should do?
Well, I could put out some feelers and see if there's any other interest.
Jane, just stop. Okay? Before I sell the diner, I want to know if there's any other reason that I should stay in Garland.
What do you want me to say?
Just gotta tell me the truth.
Well, the truth is that I care about you. And I can't give you what you want. I don't know how anymore.
Jane
looks down glumly.
Okay. I should probably get this back to Mitch.
Jane nods. Jackson gives a half smile and leaves. Jane looks on, forlorn. Jane rolls down her car window.
Gina!
Hi, Mr. Kendrick.
Hi, honey. Have you seen Betsy? I just wanted to give her a ride home.
Oh, she already got a ride with Tyler.
Oh. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Jane reaches to roll her window back up. Jane pulls up to her home. Betsy and Tyler stand in the garage next to the finicky car.
He's gonna be so happy. Mom! Tyler got it running! Oh,
Thank you, Tyler.
I used to work on my truck back at home. I had the same problem. If you want, I could show you.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
He was just trying to help.
Yeah, I know.
You don't act like it.
I'm sorry if I don't sound excited. How many times have we been down this road? We get it running, we think it's fine.
This isn't about the car, is it? It's about Tyler. You don't want him here.
Betsy, we're not going to talk about this right now.
I want to talk about it.
It's okay.
No, it's not, Mom. Tyler has done nothing wrong. You've got no reason to not like him.
That's not what this is about.
Then why are you so set against him?
Because you have more important things to think about right now, and you can't afford to be distracted.
I should go. I didn't mean to cause any trouble. I just wanted to help.
I'll come with you.
No, Betsy, we need to talk.
We just did, and I heard everything you said.
Betsy.
Betsy and Tyler get in Tyler's car. Jane walks inside. Colorful rings of lights decorate the downtown buildings. White lights decorate Jane's roof. Jane sits on the couch with her laptop. Betsy enters. Jane continues to look at her laptop.
You didn't have to wait up.
I'm not. I had some work to do.
She looks at Betsy.
I told you. You don't have to worry about me all the time. I'm not going to do anything dumb.
You were out till midnight on a school night. What do you call that?
Jane puts her laptop on the table and turns to Betsy.
He's leaving in less than a week.
I know.
You both need to get back into your lives. You in school, Tyler in the army. Who knows when you're going to see him again? If you're going to see him again.
Don't say that.
Do you even hear yourself? How hard it is already? Trust me. It's better to break it off now before it gets even harder and before you get hurt.
Like the way you were hurt?
What?
Mom, you never talk about it. About how hard it was for you to lose my dad. To wake up every morning, day after day, and realize that he was never coming home again.
Betsy.
And I know that I can never begin to understand what that was like for you. I mean, and I get it. I mean, maybe the only way you could deal with it was to never risk having feelings for anyone again. Even someone as caring as Jackson.
This isn't about me right now.
You're right. It's not. That was your life. And this is mine. And even if I'm not sure what these feelings are that I have for Tyler, shouldn't I at least get the chance to find out for myself? I mean, shouldn't I get the same chance that you had to live my life and to make my own choices?
Jane moves to speak and blanks. Betsy looks at her with sincerity.
I love you, Mom.
Betsy turns and walks up the stairs. Jane puts her hand over mouth and looks down. Meg looks at event flyers in town. Jane walks down the street.
Hey!
Oh, hey!
Look, Betsy's Christmas concert.
Oh, yeah, she has a solo this year.
That's so exciting. I can't wait to see it. Maybe I'll even get to meet this mystery man of hers.
Yeah, he's not a mystery. He won't be here. He's being deployed before Christmas.
Oh, that's a shame.
We should get going.
Okay.
Yeah.
The two walk past the event flyer. An open sign glows in the diner window.
All right, ladies, take care. Santa day for me, huh?
A pair of customers leave the diner. Jackson approaches the seated Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. You know I can get you something to eat while you wait, huh?
Oh, I'm okay. Thanks, though.
Let me ask you something. You know Betsy's going away to school.
Yes, sir.
She's supposed to be a veterinarian, right? I mean, that could take like 6 years for her to finish school.
I know. She told me.
6 years. That's a long time. You know, a lot of things can change.
Not the things that matter. If you really care about somebody, you don't mind waiting.
Yeah, but for how long?
Guess it depends on how much you care about them.
Betsy enters.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry I'm late.
It's okay.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I'm thinking. Hi.
Jane puts a sold sign over the for sale sign. Ellen takes a selfie of she, Alex, and Jane. At the shelter, a boy runs up to the previously sick dog, held on a leash by Betsy. Tyler smiles, as does Adelaide. The boy's parents look on. Tyler rubs Betsy's arm. They look at each other adoringly.
I think about it too sometimes. I know. I wouldn't even care. I could be anywhere.
Jane listens.
All these years, I have never known you to feel the need to check up on your daughter.
Oh, I'm not checking up on her. I just want to make sure she's all right.
You raised her right, Jane. There's no need to worry.
Well, things are changing too fast.
Jane sits down at the stables. Adelaide emerges from a side room.
Tyler's a good boy.
He's leaving, Adelaide. What happens then? What if she never sees him again?
And what do you think will happen if you keep her from seeing him?
Jane looks ahead.
I just don't want her to get hurt.
Well, getting hurt's a part of life, honey, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
It's hard, but people survive. I'd say you understand that as well as anyone.
You really like him?
Let me tell you something about that young man. When Betsy learned that she was a finalist for that big scholarship, he was more excited about it than she was.
Scholarship?
It was a school in California. She asked me to write a letter of recommendation.
Adelaide looks surprised. Jane looks past her.
She didn't tell you.
Jane blinks and looks away.
Thanks, Adelaide. It's okay.
Jane gets up. Jane stands in the kitchen.
Saw Adelaide today. Sounds like you've been pretty busy out there.
Kinda. Yeah.
She said Tyler's been a big help, too.
Well, I mean, he knows a lot growing up on a ranch.
She also said that you had some good news about a scholarship to that school in California.
Betsy sits at the counter with notebooks.
I was going to tell you about it.
I didn't even know you applied.
It's no big deal. I mean, all they did was announce the three finalists.
Sounds like a pretty big deal to me. Can they do that? I mean, before you've even been accepted by the school?
Betsy looks away.
You've already been accepted.
It's not official. It's sort of like a pre-acceptance. That's why they told me about the scholarship. To let me know that they're really interested. It would be like a full ride for my first year. And then if I keep my grades up, I could qualify for one next year.
Jane flashes a half smile.
California's pretty far away.
Betsy nods, seriously.
And I know I should have talked to you about it first, but I really wanted to do this for myself. I wanted to decide. And if they say yes, then I want to decide that too. I mean, with you, together. But for the right reasons. And not because you're worried or because you're afraid of losing me. I'll be all right, Mom.
I know. I'm proud of you, honey.
Jane clasps Betsy's arm and pats her.
Thanks.
Jane turns back to the sink. She looks back at her daughter. The open sign in the diner window turns off. Jackson turns off the lights inside.
Sorry, we're closed.
Right, I didn't realize it was so late. This was a bad idea.
I don't know. If you have something to say, you should say it.
Jane and Jackson sit.
These past couple weeks, I feel like the whole world is spinning faster and faster, and I can't keep up. It's like it's out of control, and I don't even recognize it anymore. I keep telling myself that, just gotta give it time. I'll get used to it, and then that things are gonna make sense again, but that's not it. I have this feeling that, part of me is missing. And it's been missing for so long, I've forgotten it. It's not even there. I started to pretend that it's okay. And that it's normal to be afraid to really care for anyone. It's not okay. And I don't want to spend the rest of my life this way. I don't know what to do. And I keep thinking if I could just talk to you, you'd help me make sense of it. Because I've always been able to talk to you about anything.
Come here.
Jackson pulls Jane to her feet and embraces her.
You still can.
The two hug. Redbows decorate trees outside the house.
Hey, sleepyhead.
What time is it?
Oh, it's early.
It's Saturday.
And you have a busy day ahead of you, but I thought maybe we could squeeze in a little time together, just the two of us.
How come?
Christmas is coming. Come on, let's go.
They pull up to the house with a tree on the car.
Well, it's gonna look so beautiful.
If only we can get it through the door.
Jane opens a box.
Oh, your first Christmas. You always wanted to hang this one up yourself.
I remember.
Betsy takes the delicate star ornament from Jane. She hangs it on the Christmas tree. The two continue to decorate the tree. They put their arms around each other. A man pours coffee at the diner.
Should I give her a hand?
Oh, what a chance. I happen to know the owner of this place, and I worked out a deal so you could take the day off.
Ladies,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Looks delicious.
Yeah. If there's anything else I can do for you, please do not hesitate to ask.
What service? I will be sure and tell all my friends about this place.
You're far too kind.
What is up with you two?
Just eat your food, kid.
Okay.
So, I was thinking that we should drive to Madison this afternoon and do some Christmas shopping. What do you say?
I actually promised Adelaide that I'd help her out at the shelter today.
Tyler coming?
Yeah, he's gonna meet me there.
When does he leave?
In 2 days.
Betsy looks down.
You're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm trying not to think about it.
Betsy takes a bite.
Why don't you invite him over for dinner tonight?
I know how you feel about him, Mom. I don't want you to get upset.
I won't this time. I promise.
Well, I will ask him. Thank you.
Okay, well, let's eat. We'll go get your car. Okay.
Sounds good.
A dog sits outside the stables.
I talked to my mom and my sister last night.
Yeah?
They said everyone's been asking about me, how I'm doing.
That's nice.
People have been coming around since I left.
Yeah?
You know, helping out with the ranch, Without me there, it's hard on them.
I'm sure they understand.
I miss them a lot. I don't know when I'm going to see them again.
Betsy takes Tyler's hand.
They're proud of you, Tyler. So am I.
I told them about you.
You did?
They want to meet you. As soon as I get back.
Well, I would like that very much.
Snow falls outside the stables.
I want to take you somewhere.
Right now?
Yes. Come on.
Okay. Where are you taking me?
You'll see.
People play hockey on the rink.
You know, the day we met, my mom said that things happen sometimes because the stars line up just right. And any little thing, any little change at all, and it might not have happened.
That's so true about us.
The pair hold hands and sit on the bench.
Don't you ever get worried, though, about what might happen when you go? About if the stars line up a different way and something changes?
Sure, I do. I get scared. About going, about what's gonna happen when I get there. About not knowing.
Promise me that you're gonna be careful, Tyler.
I will. I promise.
Betsy leans into Tyler. He rubs her shoulder.
I wish we could stay here forever.
The two kiss. Jane works on her laptop at home. She picks up her phone. A text from Betsy reads, "Tyler wants to know what's for dinner tonight." Jane looks up, smiling. Tyler opens Betsy's car door.
Oh, thank you. So, we'll see you at 6?
I just need to report into the base and I'll be over for dinner.
Okay.
The two kiss.
Bye.
Tyler shuts Betsy's door. She drives off and Tyler looks on. Tyler runs toward Betsy's crashed car.
Betsy!
He opens her car door. Jane pulls up to her home. She exits the car and opens her trunk. Jane's face falls. Jane rushes down a hospital corridor.
Where is she?
Hey, she's all right. She's going with the doctor right now. He's making sure nothing's broken.
Broken?
She's good.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry.
You're sorry? You put my daughter in the hospital and you're sorry?
I know.
Jane. Who even asked you to touch her car? Who asked you for anything?
I was helping.
We don't need your help, Tyler. Not with her car, not with her life, and I don't need you filling her head with dreams of what the world is going to be like, okay? Because just when you think everything's going to be fine, just when you let your guard down, this right here, this is what happens.
Jane turns away from Tyler.
I need to see Betsy.
She pushes past Jackson.
It's okay, it's going to be fine. She's just upset. You didn't do anything wrong.
Tyler blinks back tears. Jane stands next to Betsy's hospital bed.
Mom. Hey, sweetie. How you feeling?
I'm okay.
Well, the doctor says nothing's broken, so we can go home in a little bit.
Betsy gives a half smile, then looks forlorn.
I didn't mean to scare you.
No, it wasn't you, it was me. I never should have let you drive that broken down car out there.
But Tyler fixed it.
I know he tried. Obviously he didn't.
I hit ice. Mom, I hit a batch of ice. It had nothing to do with what Tyler did to the car.
I didn't realize.
Tyler got me out of the car.
I was really scared, Mom. But he held my hand, and he talked to me the whole way.
Jane rubs Betsy's arm as Betsy looks straight ahead. Jane and a nurse wheel Betsy out in a wheelchair. Adelaide sits in the waiting area.
There she is.
How you doing, kiddo?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah? Good, I'm glad you're all right.
Where's Tyler?
Hey, why don't we get you home so you can rest, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The group exits. Betsy lies in bed. Jane stands in the doorway and looks wistfully at her daughter. She leaves. Jane sits in her car at the entrance of the base.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Yes, I need to see someone on the base, Private Tyler Sloan.
Did you arrange for a pass?
No, but it's important that I talk to him today. He ships out tomorrow.
Sorry, ma'am. I can't let anyone on base without authorization.
I understand. I just... Can you call him for me?
Ma'am.
Please. Just tell him that Jane McKendrick needs to talk to him.
Will Private Sloan know what this is regarding?
He's in love with my daughter.
Ma'am, please pull over there.
Jane smiles and nods. The arm raises on the base entrance, and Jane drives in. Men in fatigues run together. Tyler comes to Jane's car window.
Is Betsy all right?
Yeah, she's resting at home. She's gonna be fine.
Good. That's good.
I came to thank you for being there, for helping her.
What else did you think I was gonna do?
I know how much you care about Betsy.
No, ma'am, I don't think you do.
No, maybe not. I'm sorry, Tyler, for what I said at the hospital. I was afraid, and I shouldn't have taken it out on you.
You said how you really felt.
Jane gives Tyler an apologetic look.
Hey, it's cold. Why don't you get in the car?
I still got a lot to do. We're shipping up tomorrow, so...
Please.
Tyler looks back. He enters the car and removes his cap.
I didn't plan on this happening.
I know.
Those dreams you were talking about, they weren't just Betsy's. They're mine too. Being with her is like nothing I've ever felt before. And I just want to do everything I can to make her happy.
Jane looks down in a way.
Didn't you ever feel that way about somebody? Like there's nothing you wouldn't do for them?
Once. A long time ago.
Jane looks ahead and flashes a small smile.
I was about your age when I met Danny. I was home from college, and I was sure I had met the only person I would ever love. All I wanted was to spend the rest of our lives together. So I dropped out of school and we settled in for happily ever after. Except it didn't turn out the way I'd hoped. By the time I was pregnant with Betsy, he was deployed overseas. In a place I'd never heard of. A place I wish I had never heard of. It was just like you see in the movies. Two men in uniform came to the door. My world stopped.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I decided to stay in Garland, raise Betsy. Wasn't easy, but we managed.
Tyler nods subtly.
And I promised myself I would never let anything cause her that kind of pain.
Including me.
Jane gives a quick nod and looks away before looking back at Tyler.
Being a veterinarian is the most important thing for Betsy. And please forgive me, but when you're gone, I don't want her to forget that. She has to finish school.
And when she does, I'll be the one cheering the loudest. And if she still wants me, I'll thank God for making me the luckiest man on earth.
I think Betsy'd be pretty lucky, too.
Tyler smiles. He and Jane hug.
All right, you leave tomorrow. And I still owe you dinner.
Tyler smirks.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got an idea.
Strings of lights decorate the town. Christmas trees sit in windows. Betsy and Tyler talk in the diner.
Hey.
Jackson approaches Jane.
Oh, I'd say dinner was a success.
Yeah, they're so happy.
They observe from outside.
Tonight was gonna be really hard for those two. What you did was a good thing. It'll make everything just a little bit easier.
It's not tonight I'm worried about. It's what happens next.
Well, what happens next is I'm gonna take you, and we're gonna go for a walk in the snow, and look at all the Christmas lights.
And after that?
After that, we'll see.
Jackson puts his arm around Jane. Tyler and Betsy smile through the diner window. People mill around the wintry town. Carolers sing.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
How's the concert coming?
Good, yeah.
Yeah? You ready for your solo?
I think I'm ready.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to do great.
Jane and Betsy eat at the kitchen table. Betsy pulls out her phone.
I am supposed to FaceTime with Tyler.
Sure. How's he doing?
He's good, I guess. I mean, he's still settling in, and he doesn't really like to talk about it much. He mostly just wants to hear about what's going on here.
I can't believe it's only been a week since he shipped out.
Go ahead, honey. Don't be late for your call.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
Betsy gets up from the table. Betsy smiles in front of her laptop.
Betsy? Hey, hi. Ho, ho, ho.
Tyler, hi. What are you doing?
Gotta do something to make it feel like Christmas over here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I miss you.
I miss you too.
Her screen flickers.
Tyler?
Yeah, no, I'm here. This connection gets a little tricky sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, there you are.
Listen. I can only stay on for a minute anyway. I just want to tell you how much I wish I could be there for your concert. It's just this is the last chance I'll have to talk for a while.
Betsy looks concerned.
What do you mean?
My unit's going out today. I don't know for how long. I can't really talk about it. I just know that we'll be off the grid until we get back.
Oh. Well, just be careful, okay?
Don't worry, I'll be fine. Enjoy your concert, all right? If I don't talk to you, have a great Christmas.
Okay. Tyler? Tyler?
Jane approaches Betsy's door. Betsy takes her face from her folded hands. Jane enters.
I just miss it.
I know.
Jane sits down on the bed.
This is really hard.
Yeah. Come here.
Be- Betsy lays her head on Jane's shoulder. Jane hugs her. Jane and Meg come outside.
I guess I thought things might cool down a little bit after Tyler left. Make it easier for her.
Why would Betsy let a little thing like 7,000 miles come between them?
I don't know how to help her. The thing she says makes her happy is the same thing that makes her cry at night.
Sometimes the hardest part of being a parent is knowing when you have to take a step back.
You've always been there for her, Meg.
Yes, you have, and you always will. But you've also shown her how to overcome all the troubles that life throws at you. You taught her how to make her own choices and how to live by them. She's a lot stronger than you think. You made sure of that.
The two get in Jane's car. Jane approaches Betsy at the school.
Oh, you look beautiful, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
There you are.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kendrick.
Hi.
Come on, Betsy, we gotta get ready.
Okay, well, I'll see you after, Mom.
You got this, kiddo.
Hi.
Bye.
Betsy's friends pull her away. Jackson waves a teddy bear arm at Jane.
A tie. I'm impressed.
Oh, good. That's exactly what I was going for.
You look good.
Thank you. You. Wow, you look amazing.
I'm glad you're here.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
I think they're trying to tell us something.
I think you're right.
Jackson puts his hand on Jane's back and they enter the auditorium. People shuffle around and take their seats. Jane waves as she and Jackson sit down. The choir comes onto the stage.
Good evening and Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you all for coming to the annual Garland High School Christmas concert. As we do each year at our Christmas concert, we'd like to pay tribute to the men and women of the armed forces, especially those who have been stationed at Fort Tooley. We have come to know many of them well, taking them into our community and into our hearts. In serving our country, some have made the ultimate sacrifice. Please join us for a moment of silence to honor the heroes who have given their lives for our freedom. Daryl Rogers, Stephanie Johnson, Tyler Sloan.
Jane looks up.
Richard Robles.
Betsy looks shocked.
Rebecca Smith. And Wayne Jones.
Wide-eyed, Betsy runs off stage. Betsy runs out of the auditorium. Jane exits the auditorium and looks around for her. Jane walks across the track field. Betsy sits in the bleachers with her face in her hands.
Betsy.
Jane embraces Betsy. Jane approaches the staircase, decorated with a garland.
Betsy? Dinner?
She walks up the stairs.
Honey, dinner's ready.
I'm not really hungry right now.
Are you sure?
Thanks.
Betsy blinks back tears. Jane sits behind her on the bed.
You were right, Mom. It hurts too much. It's like everything inside of me is broken. And it's never gonna get better.
Honey.
No, Mom. You were right. It's not worth it.
Jackson approaches Jane on the school bleachers.
No open house today, huh?
No.
Oh, it's cold out here. I thought you could use one of those.
Thank you.
Cheers. How's she doing?
She's hurting so much.
Oh. Is there anything I can do?
She said I was right. That it's not worth it.
What?
Being in love, that it hurts too much, isn't worth the pain. What have I done, Jackson? She has her whole life ahead of her, and this is how I taught her to deal with this pain, to be afraid of her feelings?
Jane, I mean, she can't...
I didn't mean to do this to her. Or to you. I'm so sorry. I don't know how to change it.
Well, you gotta start by taking a chance. And that's what love is, right? Taking a chance that what you're feeling is real and that other person feels the same about you. And it doesn't matter how you get there, but you've got to overcome the hurt and the pain and the fear. Because sharing those feelings with somebody, that is worth taking a chance.
Jane smiles at Jackson.
So what do you say? You want to take a chance with me, Jane?
You know, you said that one day I'd say yes, and you'd surprise me.
Okay. Is that a yes?
Jane leans in and the two kiss.
It's definitely a yes.
Please don't leave me.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to have to tell Mitch I got a better offer.
Jane and Jackson kiss passionately. Betsy stands with a horse in the stables. Jane approaches.
He's beautiful.
Yeah. He's feeling better now. He goes home tomorrow.
Home for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, we invited some friends up for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want to do?
Betsy looks with glossy eyes.
Well, they're all just going to feel sorry for me, so...
They care about you.
That doesn't change anything. I mean, all caring about somebody means is that you can get hurt.
No, Jenny, I was wrong.
What?
It is worth it. Love is worth all the hurt. When you find someone that you can love with all your heart, someone who loves you, it's like nothing else in the world.
Betsy shakes her head.
Well, he's gone, so...
Yeah, but that love you shared with Tyler is still inside you. It'll be a part of you forever. You can't ever forget that. You can't ever stop loving, no matter how much it hurts right now. Something I forgot. Something I learned from you. From seeing you and Tyler together. To treasure that love. To hold on to it with everything you've got.
Betsy looks at her mom with awe.
Why does it hurt so much?
Because it was real.
Oh, I miss him.
Jane and Betsy embrace. Cars drive down the town street. Jane and Betsy sit at the diner counter. Betsy fiddles with her mug. Jackson looks solemn. Jane and Betsy walk down the sidewalk. Betsy gestures to a store window. Lights decorate the roof of their home. People mill around inside.
Here you guys go. Once a waitress, always a waitress.
Excuse me, everyone. If I could have your attention, please. I have an announcement to make. First of all, I can't tell you how much it means to us to have you all here for Christmas. And, as you all know, I never miss a chance to brag about my daughter, and tonight will be no exception.
Mom.
So, I am proud to tell you that Betsy is a finalist for the Margaret Devane Memorial Scholarship, a very generous award from a very prestigious university in California.
That's amazing.
And, although she hasn't been officially accepted yet, I feel confident that she'll be starting school there in the fall.
Cheers.
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 Thanks, guys.
And dinner will be ready in 10 minutes.
Ooh. That's amazing. That's big news.
I know.
Betsy takes a deep breath and looks toward the tree. The delicate star ornament lays on the ground and she picks it up. She hangs it back up on the tree.
Yeah.
Betsy looks wide-eyed.
Mom?
Betsy? You all right, honey?
Betsy looks on in disbelief. Jane opens the door. Tyler stands outside on crutches.
Tyler? Tyler, they told us you were...
I'm not interrupting.
Betsy's friends turn to look at Tyler. Betsy looks at him in awe.
I got banged up pretty bad. By the time I could think straight, found out my name got mixed up with another soldier. I'd let my mom and my sister know first. I thought about calling, but I figured I should just come in person. She knows really me.
Tyler!
Tyler and Betsy embrace. Jane clutches her heart. Gina and the other guests look on and smile thoughtfully. Guests surround the table of holiday food. Jackson opens the front door and comes outside, where Jane stands on the stoop.
They're gonna be okay.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. What about us?
Thank you.
For what?
For talking me into taking another chance.
Jackson and Jane kiss. Back away from the decorated house.